My guest is attorney Ken Feinberg out of Washington, D.C., who has acted as a neutral administrator for some of the most famous, tragic killings in the country, including 9/11, including the Boston Marathon bombing, the Orlando Pulse nightclub. And here we are, just by coincidence, having scheduled him the day after this horrible Vegas murder. And as of 20 minutes to noon on October 2nd, the numbers appear to be 58 dead and 515 injured. And we're just going to wonder, we gave out numbers that $30 million was collected, donated, as Ken pointed out. This is not, with the exception of the 9/11 compensation fund passed by Congress, the money that's distributed is donated. $30 million out of Orlando, Orlando Pulse Club nightclub, $8 million Virginia Tech, $8.5 million Sandy Hook kids, 25 kids died. And Ken does this, as he said, pro bono. And but during the break, he mentioned for issues like the BP oil spill and the Volkswagen emission, where companies are involved, he gets paid, correct?
Correct.
So we will see what happens with Vegas. Mike, as I was saying before the break, I bet because of the circumstances, you know, and first of all, 515 injured and 58 dead, but it's not only in the numbers, it's just the circumstances. I imagine this will elicit a lot of donations because it just seems so random and innocent and just so horrific. I that's my guess.
I think that's right. And don't forget, in Vegas, like Boston Marathon, you may have companies and hotels and corporations that will also contribute to a general fund designed to assist families of the victims. So it's likely that you'll get a fairly substantial amount of money.
Yeah, thank you for reminding me about that. So it's not just people across the country, but
right.
You mentioned the Boston Marathon bombing collected $61 million, but a lot of that was due to corporate, you know, trying to support their neighborhood. And
That's correct. You
know, there's so much money in Vegas and entertainers. Oh my God! What, it's just horrible. It's just horrible. And bless you for doing this at all, let alone doing it for free, and helping these people. Just remarkable. So real quickly, we only have about 5 minutes left. You were in Santa Barbara in March of 2016, and how did the UCSB Arts and Lectures get you out here? Did it have to do with the where was that the shooting near Redlands?
In San Bernardino.
San Bernardino.
The shootings, and I'm not sure that's why I went out there. I forget, but I do remember speaking at the theater there, and this was the subject matter. How do you go about raising funds? How do you distribute the funds? Who's eligible? What are the criteria? What are the methodologies you use for calculating awards? All of that.
So when we talk about, we can just switch gears quickly on the Volkswagen emission. When did that settle, and you were involved with that?
Yes, that settled a couple of months ago. Now Volkswagen's very, very different. Thank goodness, Volkswagen is an automobile recall case. I don't want to get into the liability issue of Volkswagen, but in terms of compensating so-called victims, there are no deaths, there are no physical injuries. You're talking about an automobile that's defective. Well, that doesn't raise the same emotional level of anger that death and injury does. That's
unless you live
fixing the car or returning it and getting a new car.
Unless you live in California, and I could tell you that there are probably people who feel that.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. You're probably right about that.
I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, I think it's terrible what they did, but I thought that it was made into something. I mean, it was absolutely terrible what they did. I'm not excusing it or making light of it. But like you said, it wasn't death, but they really got reamed, didn't they?
Well, Volkswagen made a business decision that it should compensate the owners of these automobiles. It should pay whatever public fines are imposed,
mm-hmm.
and move on as best it can. So that was a business decision.
Yeah, and I'm not excusing what they did or saying that they shouldn't have paid. I mean, it's just amazing when you think about it that they were able to to even think to do this in the first place, and B, to think they could get away with it.
Well, that's why I guess the price tag now is up to around $40 billion that Volkswagen has paid as a result of the emissions scandal.
Well, again, not to excuse or diminish what they did, but when you talk about $7.1 billion for the 9/11 tragedy, murder, and then you talk about $30 million for 49 people killed, and $8.5 million at Sandy Hook, and $8 million for Virginia Tech, $40 billion, somehow that doesn't seem right.
Well, you got to be careful about trying to equate different tragedies. I mean, remember the point we made a half hour ago. Most people who are the victim of some wrongdoing get nothing from a private fund. You know, the point I made about the unfortunate few have a compensation fund like Orlando or Sandy Hook or Volkswagen. But most people in America believe in a philosophy of self-reliance, not looking for a handout, not looking for compensation. Most people go through life when victimized by wrong or bad things. They are self-sufficient.
But
that's America.
Why did you say we have to be careful about equating it?
Well, because Boston Marathon, $61 million. Sandy Hook Elementary School, 75 miles away, $8 million. Somebody gets killed because of government wrongdoing and gets nothing. So, I mean, trying to compare and contrast tragedies by looking at whether or not there's money available, I think is a difficult assignment and a challenge because the government doesn't step in and private individuals don't always get compensated. Rarely do they.
Right.
So this is important to keep in mind when comparing funds.
Well, I would say that that would support and make these funds that you have distributed all that much more rewarding to hear about and grateful that it happened. And again, so good of you to come on the program. I would love to talk to you at least once or twice a year. I hope we can do it again.
Anytime you say. Glad to be on, Mark.
All right, Ken. Have a good week.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, RadioRealEstate.com. Still, $40 billion from Volkswagen. I'm going to equate it. I know what they did was horrible, but $40 billion. Seems like some of that money should have gone elsewhere. I mean, you know, people where you really tragically suffered by buying a car that was emitting pollution and you thought it wasn't. We were also, I was suffering more than as much as you. You were in your car. I don't know, $40 billion? Stay tuned. We're going to come back with a weekly multiple listing sales update.